Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. The first word for this episode is block, B-L-O-C-K. It is the first form, and this one word is going to take up probably more than half of this episode. Easy, more than half. All right, it is a noun from the 14th century. Number one. Oh boy, I don't even know how many definitions there are. They look long, too. Okay. One, a compact, usually solid piece of substantial material, especially when worked or altered to serve a particular purpose, as 1a, the piece of wood on which the neck of a person condemned to be beheaded is laid for execution. Put the head on the block, that's what they say, or something like that. Now we have 1b, a mold or form on which articles are shaped or displayed. 1c, a hollow rectangular building unit, usually of artificial material. 1d, there goes the burp, okay. 1d, a lightweight, usually cubical and solid wooden or plastic building toy that is usually provided in sets. They probably can't just use the word Legos because that's copywritten. What's copywritten? Trademarked? One of those. And there's also other kinds, you know, that are not Legos. But, you know, they're blocks. Now we have 1E. Where did I go? The casting that contains the cylinders of an internal combustion engine. And 1F. Synonym is starting block.
I have an itch on my face.
Okay, now we have 2A. Synonym is obstacle. 2B, an obstruction of an opponent's play in sports, especially a halting or impeding of the progress or movement of an opponent in football by use of the body. 2C1, interruption of normal physiological function as of tissue or organ, especially. We have the synonym heart block. You don't want that. So please exercise and eat healthy. Now we have 2C2, local anesthesia, as by injection, produced by interruption of the flow of impulses along a nerve. 2D, interruption or cessation, especially of train of thought, by competing thoughts or psychological suppression, and then compare to writer's block. That is, mental blocks suck. Now we have number 3, slang. We have the number 1 definition for the word head, H-E-A-D, as the synonym, as in threatened to knock his block off. Number 4, a wooden or metal case enclosing one or more pulleys and having a hook, eye, or strap by which it may be attached. Number 5, a piece of material, as wood or linoleum, having on its surface a hand-cut design from which impressions are to be printed. Number 6A1. Lots of sub-definitions in this one. 6A1, a usually rectangular space, as in a city, enclosed by streets and occupied by or intended for buildings. 6A2, the distance along one of the sides of such a block. I don't know about other cities, but I know in Chicago, or at least the majority of Chicago, the blocks are actually, I think, 1/8 of a mile. So every 8 blocks is should be exactly 1 mile. Yeah, it's very much a very rigid, well-designed grid. But I don't know if other cities are like that exactly. All right, I think I am now on 6B1, a large building divided into separate functional units. 6B2, a line of row houses. 6B3, a distinctive part of a building or integrated groups of buildings. Number 7, a platform from which property is sold at auction. 8A, oh, did I? Yes, that was 7. Okay, 8A. A quantity, number, or section of things dealt with as a unit. And then finally, we have 8B. We have the number 2 definition for the word block with no K, which was at the end of the last episode. On the block is a phrase, and that means for sale. Okay, the etymology says this is Middle English block with no C, from Middle French, Middle Dutch. Middle French is block with a C, no K, from Middle Dutch block. Why is it just repeating all this stuff? Akin to the Old High German bloh, B-L-O-H, which means block. Okay, now we have the second form of block. It's nowhere near as long. It is a verb from 1580. We are starting with transitive. Oh, yes, there is one intransitive at the very end there. So, starting with transitive, 1A, to make unsuitable for passage or progress by obstruction. 1B is archaic. Synonym is blockade. 1C, to hinder the passage, progress, or accomplishment of, by, or as if by, interposing an obstruction. That was a complicated sentence. 1D, to shut off from view. 1E, to interfere usually legitimately with, as by opponent, in various games or sports. 1F, to prevent normal functioning or action of. 1G, to restrict the exchange of, as currency or checks. Number 2, to mark or indicate the outline or chief lines of, as in, block out a design. Yeah, whenever you're designing something, or a stage production, or filming something, you want to block things out and plan ahead and, you know, maybe make a storyboard. It's all, you know, it's blocking it out. Okay, number 3, to shape on with or as if with a block, as in, block a hat. Number 4, to secure, support, or provide with a block. Number 5, to work out or chart the movements of, as stage performers, often used with the word out. Just like I said, block it out. Number 6, to make two or more lines of writing or type flush at the left or at both left and right. All right, so let me read that again with no parentheses. To make flush at the left or at both left and right. And then in the parentheses just said two or more lines of writing or type. You also can call that left justified or right justified. And here we go with that intransitive definition, to block an opponent in sports. Synonym at the end is hinder, and blocker is a noun. Now we have the word blockade, first form, verb, transitive verb from 1563. 1, to subject to a blockade. Number 2, synonyms are block and obstruct. Blockader is a noun. Now we have the second form of blockade. It is a noun from 1683. 1, the isolation by a warring nation of an enemy area, as a harbor, by troops or warships to prevent passage of persons, commerce, and... Oh, I think I skipped a line. By troops or warships to prevent passage of persons or supplies. Broadly, a restrictive measure designed to obstruct the commerce and communications of an unfriendly nation. Very long definition. Number 2, something that blocks. Much simpler. Number 3, interruption of normal physiological function as transmission of nerve impulses of a cellular receptor, tissue, or organ. Also, inhibition of a physiologically active substance as a hormone. So the part as transmission of nerve impulses was in parentheses, so that number 3 definition says interruption of normal physiological function of a cellular receptor, tissue, or organ. Next we have blockade runner, two words with a hyphen, noun from 1861, a ship or person that runs through a blockade. Blockade running is a noun, and it sounds very dangerous. Now we have blockage. It is a noun from 1759, an act or instance of obstructing, the state of being blocked, as in a blockage in a coronary artery. And yeah, we mentioned that before. I think, well, all of these episodes are blending together, but yes, please eat healthy and exercise so you don't get a blockage in your heart. You do not want that. That is a problem. Next is block and tackle, Three words, noun from 1717. Pulley blocks with associated rope or cable for hoisting or hauling. And then the last word for this episode is blockbuster. One word, noun from 1942. Number one, a very large high explosive bomb. Number two, one that is notably expensive, effective, successful, large, or extravagant. And then number three, one who engages in blockbusting. And if you want to know what blockbusting is, you are going to have to wait for tomorrow's episode. And also, the last definition that I will say is a video store that no longer exists, except maybe there's one. So I guess I will just pick blockage as the word of the episode, because in terms of your heart, you do not want that. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to eat healthy and exercise. That's it for this episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.